Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Pennsylvania. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, brought to you the New School Way. We're coming at you live, 1040 O Street. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Old Cheney slash Andre Matton, 168th and Maple up there in the O. Covered a lot on the block. Appreciate Kevin Meyer, Meyer Cork and Bottle, 13th and South coming in, spreading the good love and the libations. Always check him out over there. He has some good offerings. Great service and great atmosphere. So when you go, always enjoy going in and always seeing Kevin as well. A lot's going on in the NFL, Austin. We'll just jump right in there. Because of the schedule release and the assumption that sometimes, you know, people don't, I'm assuming the NFL knows, but you know, I did Portland Trailblazers. Now I'm going to do Pittsburgh Steelers. That at this point on May, what does it say, 15th? May 15th, they still don't know who their quarterback is, or at least we don't know. And there's very few people in that building that knows. You might think, and I know they said that Aaron Rodgers threw with DK Metcalf and all that, and I'm going to say this before, and Aaron Rodgers said he had some personal stuff going on, and you always got to be respectful of that. You know,
but the last time we heard personal stuff, he went to a literal dark place.
Yeah, but I think this, it sounds like it's, you know, maybe like he has a family member that might be ill or whatever. So you got to be respectful of that. But I'm going to assume that Pittsburgh Steelers trust him at his word that he's going there. And you know, he said he told Aaron Glenn and them that he still wanted to play football. Still motivated. So I'm assuming that the place that he's going to go is Pittsburgh. Now, not hearing anything at this point might be the same reason why Minnesota closed the door so quickly, because that seemed like the easiest place for him to go. You got a number one receiver, a very quarterback friendly offense, a former quarterback as a head coach, a division that you know and you love playing in and successful in. You immediately, even though you're probably well on the, you know, back, you know, nine of Augusta in your career, you could argue and say that if healthy, you'd still be the best one with Justin Jefferson, and those weapons out there. And, you know, Aaron Jones. Mm-hmm. And so it'd be kind of a welcome sight. And they beefed up the offensive line with being Minnesota, but they shut down that door really quick after a visit with you. So
Do you think that's more about Aaron Rodgers or more about J.J. McCarthy? Because they said it was about J.J., but it seems like it's about Aaron.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think J.J. McCarthy, as you start to see the agent was thinking about moving, you ain't going nowhere. No. I think it's a little bit about J.J. McCarthy because you want to, you know, recommit to him. And you didn't give him a chance, and he was going to probably be your starter. But then I think it was more about Aaron Rodgers and maybe whatever he has going on and when his timeline is or was going to be and when he was going to commit to playing or commit to whatever team he was going to play. So Minnesota quickly moved on. Other places dried up, Jets and stuff, or not the Jets, but the Giants. And now he went to Pittsburgh and they said it was a good visit. The draft has come and gone. They have already had mini camps or having mini camps. And here we are a week from Memorial Day weekend, which probably might be after I'd see him showing up, because Memorial Day weekend and mini camps, you have a mini camp and then you get a weekend off. If he's going to play, and then more importantly, play for Pittsburgh, the time is now. You got to get the timing down. You got to find a place to live. You got to get situated. You can't just show up at training camp and think you're going to figure it out. And the way that they structure training camp now, yes, it's still hard, but it's not. You're not getting as much time with each other. So now you look at Pittsburgh, and you're talking about what team you know when you picked Philly. Pittsburgh had a chance, maybe to draft Shador Sanders or anybody that was drafted prior to him as the quarterback. Now, granted, I think they got a sneaky good quarterback that could be potentially a starter in a couple of years, in Will Howard, late, but. You draft Will Howard because you want to bring him in to learn under a guy like Aaron Rodgers for a season or two. And it could be just a season if he really catches on to watching Aaron Rodgers learner from the veteran presence and a Hall of Fame quarterback. Well, he's not there. Well, guess who he gets to watch work every day? Mason Rudolph.
Woo! Yeah.
Inspiring. Right. And then when you think about this team,
the guy who survived getting his helmet taken off by Myles Garrett.
He survived? You lucky. You better go
push it. I said survived. I didn't say thrived. I said survived for a reason, Jay.
Whatever chips he had, he needed to go to the nearest casino, put all in, because he's lucky to be alive. But when you think about this team, though, you signed DK Metcalf to a huge contract. You get rid of Pickens. But you got one surefire Hall of Famer in TJ Watt, first ballot. Definitely a Steelers Hall of Famer in Cam Hayward. Cam Hayward is on his this is last year. TJ Watt is at maybe his last year at Pittsburgh, meaning one more year. Do we sign him to a kind of I'll call it a lifetime contract.
Lifetime achievement.
Achievement. And you get a big contract, kind of like Cam Hayward. Do we trade him while he's still productive? So now you're looking at this is the last, these guys are talking about this in the locker room. I can promise you that they're talking about this, especially those two, because these two are the type of players that they go past. Well, they talk directly to the head coach and the GM and the owners. They are well aware of what's going on. And so there is a defense, even though they had their low lights last year, they want to see what's going on the other side. And, I think part of it, being a veteran leader in an organization like Pittsburgh, when you hear him like, hey, we got 11 guys doing one thing, one guy doing his own thing, that's Pickens. He's now gone. So now as a veteran, you're like, okay, they really have heard us. They respected us. And now we need to go show, that the move was right. Well, here now you are without a quarterback. And you ain't winning in the NFL without a quarterback. The days of like Trent Dilfer playing keep away for Baltimore. I don't even want to say Brad Johnson playing keep, but not high level quarterback, like a Jeff Hostetler, which I think he was, a good player. I mean, I hate saying this because these guys won Super Bowls. I didn't. But what I'm saying is like, there's a difference between Jeff Hostetler and John Elway when he won the two Super Bowls and Joe Montana. So those are Hall of Famers, but you got to get realistic quarterback play. You know what I'm saying?
Legitimate quarterback. Hey, you can walk and chew gum at the same time quarterback play.
And you know what? Maybe Mason Rudolph, you know, second time around can do it. But you, by the way you've drafted, right? The way you continue to pass on an NFL ready potentially and a relationship ready, that a guy that could go to Pittsburgh and be honed in like nurtured by Mike Tomlin, mm-hmm. even in a backup role, right? Shedeur Sanders probably has a higher potential than Will Howard. You chose to pass on.
Mm-hmm.
So by all actions, and you in this in Pittsburgh isn't like when I was with the Texans. All right, man, we could get 7 wins, 8 wins. You don't go like Pittsburgh. You're trying to be. We're thinking playoff runs now. Because what's the biggest knock on Mike Tomlin? He'll get you a winning season, get you beat in the first round.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that was the joke about the schedule release was breaking. The Pittsburgh Steelers have been locked into wild card weekend as 8-point underdogs.
Right. And then you all off season, you make a huge move or two huge moves. Excuse me. You bring in Metcalf. You get rid of Pickens. You feel like you upgrade there. You give him a huge contract. You get a really good draft in Caleb Williams and company.
Mm-hmm.
You really drafted well last year, and you got Peyton Wilson, who I think was a first round pick, but he just had some injury histories and he was paid off tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
And now you don't have a quarterback.
Still don't have a quarterback. Not even now you don't have a quarterback. Yeah. Russ was okay. Justin Fields, I thought, was fine in the action that he got. But Pittsburgh knew going into the year, neither one of them was their franchise guy.
And you didn't
care. They thought Kenny Pickett was, and they moved off of that real quick.
Real quick, and that was after Mason Rudolph.
And that's probably because they didn't find the guy after Roethlisberger. They've been spinning their wheels. I mean, they should have had the guy for Ben Roethlisberger 2 years earlier than they did. They didn't invest in quarterback then.
Right. And then, let me ask you that. Now, was that a byproduct of Ben Roethlisberger kind of like spreading his wings? I don't want another quarterback in. Because he doesn't seem like somebody that's trying to groom somebody for a spot. Because you got to think, he came back that last year, and it seemed like he reluctantly retired. You know what I mean? Even though the play.
Well, Ben Roethlisberger got retired more than he retired, right? I think that's beyond a shadow of a doubt, right?
Right.
Pittsburgh said, we can't handle this any longer.
Right.
But if you're Ben Roethlisberger, you weren't in the same vein as Aaron Rodgers when he pulled that stunt. When Aaron Rodgers said that about Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers just got done winning 2 straight MVPs.
Right.
You know?
But here, now we go back now. Hey, listen, now we go back to Draymond Green talking to Paul Pierce. Remember that when there was a hot mic.
Yeah.
You want the farewell tour, but you're not like that.
You're not Kobe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Roethlisberger could view in Pittsburgh, in his mind, being there for 17 years, mm-hmm. being a great, he's a Hall of Fame player. He thinks he's Aaron Rodgers.
Well, he's good. Ben Roethlisberger's one of the better quarterbacks of his era.
He thinks he's been,
to that level.
Right. But in Pittsburgh refused to address it because why? They became comfortable and complacent mm-hmm. by what? Knew that they can count on Ben. They knew that even when he struggled, they could he would muster up a game or two.
Mm-hmm.
Even at the end of his career, 2 games before his last game, he had a resurgence. Well, then now you didn't know what you even really wanted in a quarterback because essentially it was either our defense would bail us out or Ben Roethlisberger would bail us out. And this is, I think, also Austin, why they always continue to draft malcontents at wide receiver. Because it worked out with at that time Antonio Brown, and then you got to think.
Well, and think about the OCs too.
Yeah,
Todd Haley, Randy Fitchner, Matt Canada, before they finally grew up and got Arthur Smith. But think about the guys before those guys, Jay.
Yeah,
Bruce Arians.
Yeah, real deal.
Ken Whisenhunt.
Real deal.
Mike Mularkey.
Really good offensive coordinator. I like
Kevin Gilbride.
Yeah.
Ray Sherman for 1 year.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano, or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Pennsylvania. T&Cs apply.
Chan Gailey.
All legit, well-respected offensive coordinator.
Tomlin has not made the OC hire.
Yeah. But then also, that also goes in, goes intact with the quarterback. I think they kind of talked themselves into Kenny Pickett was Ben Roethlisberger 2.0. He's played at Pittsburgh, used to the – remember one of the things they said when he got drafted? Oh, he's used to the locker room because they share kind of facilities or whatever. And – you know, I thought Kenny Pickett was a good quarterback and all that, but, you know, that's where you can either talk yourself into drafting somebody or talking yourself out of drafting somebody that can help your franchise.
Yeah.
And so now you got Mason Rudolph, Will Howard, and Skylar Thompson. So you better off just starting right now. If the season started right now, you might as well just go with Will Howard. Because Mason Rudolph isn't going to win you any more games significantly or in a different way that you're going to, that you would have to win with Will Howard. You're going to have to lean on the run game. That's why you got Caleb Johnson, I think, in the second round. You kind of are hoping Broderick Jones and all these guys and Zach Frazier can really take the next step offensively in the offensive line. And you got essentially a sixth offensive lineman in Darnell Washington. So you're really trying to go back to old school Pittsburgh when the call has always been to what? Open up the offense. There's only one quarterback that's been in your building that isn't – that can do that, and he ain't on your team yet, and that's Aaron Rodgers.
Well, Justin Fields, I think, could have.
He could have, but he wasn't given a chance.
That part.
Right.
And he wasn't perfect when Russ was out. Don't get me wrong. No. I'm not saying Justin Fields was the savior, but I still think Justin Fields can be an average NFL starting quarterback.
Justin Fields with a DK Metcalf is a legit quarterback because you can trust DK Metcalf, and he will make Justin Fields better in the passing
game. You can talk yourself into Justin Fields as Russ 2.0.
Right. And but you needed Russ because of Pickens' shortcomings, you know, and then also Pickens was really good on the deep ball. So, I mean, Pittsburgh's just interesting to me just because, you know, you had Keanu Benton, who we saw up close and personal from Wisconsin. They drafted Derek Harmon, Cam Hayward, who's like, you know, he's got as much grade as me. and pretty good defense and pieces, but their defensive identity isn't necessarily there either. They were leaking a lot of oil last year too.
Mm-hmm.
So when you can't depend on that first-class defense and you don't have a quarterback, then you really get under some heat as a head coach. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised Mike Tomlin hasn't, you know, he always talks about he always checks the temperature of his team before they start practice. Well, you haven't checked the temperature of the room. because whether it works or not, well, if it works, you're getting the credit. If it doesn't, you're getting double the credit for not working. And it's all based on the quarterback. They've done everything you needed to do as far as like every other position. I like Robert Woods. Calvin Austin is fine. You got like Scotty Miller. We saw Roman Wilson here in Nebraska. So you got young guys and all that. You even got Trey Sermon as your fourth running back, who we seen when he played Ohio State, he was good. But you ain't got a quarterback. That means you've done everything. I mean, like I said, it's like this. The PGA Championship is going on. You somehow get promoted to be Scotty Scheffler's caddy. Hey, pick you out of the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And you forget the driver or the putter at the hotel.
Whoops.
And it's the two most important things you need. Scoring clubs, your driver and your putter. And you're not able to do it. You didn't bring it. So this is the thing it's concerning, because this is, like, for me, if I was talking to Aaron Rodgers, they say you're Aaron Rodgers. And obviously you have to be empathetic to whatever situation that he either tells you or tells you, hey, I got one. You got to trust what he's got. Because I don't think Aaron Rodgers is a guy that says he's going to play football and then makes up a lie and just hanging out. As much as I always kind of dogged him about going in the dark and then taking the supplements to have diarrhea for 30 days and all that, I truly believe, because you could tell in that interview, that he has some stuff that he needed to attend to.
Yeah.
But you also have to make him aware of the previous situation, in your opinion, and you need to probably ask his opinion why it didn't work. They needed you to commit in the offseason. You did not commit in the offseason, meaning be there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The continuity, even with one of your best friends, was not there.
No.
Even with one of the best young receivers in the league, was not there. How can we come to some compromise so we don't have another situation that didn't work out for you and might not work out for us? And we need you to be at your best, not the Aaron Rodgers, the MVP and Super Bowl winner, but Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback that everybody thought was going to the Jets.
Aaron Rodgers has to play the role of quarterback almost as well as he has to play the quarterback position.
Yeah.
Team leader, game manager, almost understanding the situation around him. And I don't think Aaron Rodgers is obtuse by any means. I don't think he's dumb. I don't know why he's chosen to act the way that he has. But this is the moment where, like you said, that compromise between how does Pittsburgh let Aaron Rodgers reap the benefits of the long-storied first ballot Hall of Fame type of career he's had, while still holding his feet to the fire enough that they get warm and understand, hey, we're not just here for your legacy pass, right? We're not just here to give you the golden parachute. We're here because we're at this table with you because we believe you actually want to work. That you are willing to put in the requisite work to be an NFL quarterback and lead this locker room, whatever it takes. If you can do that, we're cool. If not, well, then you're not getting the perks that you want and you deserve.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's healthy enough and working out. I mean, I don't think he's sitting around the couch and just eating cheese puffs or Cheetos or whatever. But I also think that he's overestimating his ability, which he used to have, essentially played a season in Green Bay, come to a couple mini camps, and then show up at training camp and just light it up. And the training camp was the way that you got rhythm. The NFL is moving too fast right now. You had Jaden Daniels essentially go from, you know, college football, you know, or winning the Heisman to essentially winning a rookie Heisman and being a legit top 12 quarterback. The reason why it's red alert for Aaron Rodgers, because as these young guys start to ascend, you start talking about Jalen Hurts and all these guys, they start to go up the pecking order. You by nature just go down the pecking order.
Mm-hmm.
And the type of workers that you're going to be throwing to receiving core is not what it was in Green Bay. There's not Jones. There's not, you know,
Adams.
There's not Jordy Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys.
Not a Cobb.
Right. They're not Cobb. You know, they're not there. You know, you don't have Aaron Jones necessarily. You got Warren here, but he's not Aaron Jones coming out of the backfield. Yeah. You don't know this offense inside and out. Matter of fact, it's questionable whether you need more chemistry with the offensive coordinator right now or build that or with the receivers.
Yeah.
Because I think that's part of the reason why you failed up in New York is when they started to kind of make some changes and you thought it was rinse and repeat from the old days. It was not.
Surprised.
Yeah. And if it's something that he can't handle and say he decides, you know what, and calls and the worst thing that can happen for Mike Tomlin is this. On a Sunday night before you got, you know, probably just had dinner, you know, probably watching, I guess, baseball season or watching the PGA cleanup or Memorial Day, watching golf, having a nice little steak. Probably, you know, just man sitting back, had a couple. I know you like couple Miller Lights. Cell phone goes off. It's Aaron. Hey, coach. I've been doing a lot of thinking. I need to take this season off. I got stuff I got to handle. I don't think I can give you everything that I promised I could give you. It's commendable, but it's gut wrenching. Because you want to know why it's gut wrenching?
Because your next call is Kirk Cousins, according to Kupsker.
Which isn't a bad call. Because as much as I thought Aaron Rodgers needed Pittsburgh, I don't think he thinks he needs Pittsburgh. And because I think Pittsburgh needed him. Mm. But I know two people that need each other more than anything. Old Corduroy Kirk and Pittsburgh Steelers. And he'd fit right in.
It's almost like we've seen him in an Arthur Smith system before.
And he would play the position of quarterback.
Play the role. Mm-hmm.
Play the position. Mm-hmm. That's how Kurt does it. When Kurt gets mad, and he was mad at Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen, he was over there explaining that's exactly what Pittsburgh needs. Mm-hmm. But I think they would get a better version of Kirk Cousins. You're going to get a motivated, pissed off Kirk Cousins because he essentially was drafted over when he came down there, and then he obviously gotten hurt. So if I'm Pittsburgh, time waits for no man. But I also think it's not that much of a downgrade if you get Kirk Cousins at this point versus Aaron Rodgers, and you can get longevity out of Kirk Cousins for 2 years, which allows Will Howard to
protect 2 years.
2 years. Mm-hmm. Then you can make another decision with a draft, potentially, if you have to go back in it, of a franchise quarterback again. That you might want to do a little bit more research on it and make him turn the keys over to him.
Dylan Raiola might be available.
Yeah. Yeah.
DJ Likeway might be available.
Yeah. I never thought about it like that. I like that.
Just saying.
Dylan in Pittsburgh?
I'm just saying.
I like Dylan up there.
I'm just saying.
I like Pittsburgh. Listen, I've been to Pittsburgh. Well, I played there. But Pittsburgh is kind of like when, you know, Matt Rhule was talking about recruits coming here. I thought Pittsburgh was, you remember that football movie with Tom Cruise? I forget what it's called. Text Line. We Need It. Where he's the linebacker and they drinking beers. And you're talking about doing 62 stack monster.
All the right moves. Okay.
And they had a linebacker. I think they end up going to Miami or whatever. And, you know, I think he had a kid or something like that. That's what I think of Pittsburgh. Or I thought of Pittsburgh as, you know, Steel Town, you know, the whole movie looked like it was overcast and gray and Tom Cruise was a little bit of a hothead or whatever. But when I played in Pittsburgh, man, I love Pittsburgh. I would say this, Austin, before we take a break, I'm going to tell you the three teams I wish I played for.
Pittsburgh.
The two teams I wish I played for and the coaches I wish I played for. Pittsburgh's one of them. And I was pleasantly surprised when I went there.
Because of the city, because of Cowher, because of LeBeau, because of everything.
Well, the city, because I always thought it was just grimy, you know.
Aren't Pittsburgh.
Right. It's not. Bill Cowher, the whole aura of Pittsburgh.
Rooney's.
Joey Porter.
Right.
We would have been
your boy.
Yeah, we would have been in there. Jason Simmons, we would have got it cracking. Tyrone Carter. I mean, I was tailor-made for Pittsburgh, but they had a really good linebacker, James Ferry. Hmm. You know what he said, though? Only one light skin in the top. Anyways, man, we're going to take a quick break. Come back, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Spring is in bloom, and so are casino thrills at BetMGM Casino. Play your favorite games like blackjack and roulette with a live dealer. Or check out our exclusive slots like MGM Grand Millions and The Wizard of Oz Over the Rainbow, only available at BetMGM Casino. Spin on spectacular slot favorites like Cash Eruption, 88 Fortunes, Mystery of the Lamp, Rake and Bacon, Cash Machine, Flintstones, and Squid Game from anywhere. Whether you're taking a walk or waiting for your train to come, you can enjoy the thrills of BetMGM Casino right from the palm of your hand. Download the BetMGM Casino app today and get a piece of the action. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. BetMGM.com for full terms. Games may vary by state. 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Pennsylvania. T&Cs apply.